You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded, Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people.
We now bring you the following announcement. Generation Annihilation is now on the air.
War is often fought by the human passengers of Spaceship Earth. But human passengers are very peaceful when compared with certain insects called army ants. Now every time the music plays alone, you do a belly dance. That's right, shake your belly, wiggle your hips, and bend your knees and move your lips. Now I'm gonna punch the bass button. Here goes.
This is Lonnie from Bristol. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right. Good afternoon, all. Welcome to another edition of Generation Annihilation here on CITR 101.9 FM, streaming live over the World Wide Web, www.citr.ca. My name is Aaron. I'm here today till 1 o'clock, and yeah, I got a good show for you today, as always, and yeah, started things off with a release going back to the 90s, 1992, I believe, yes, Christ on a Crutch from Seattle, Washington. I recently learned, like very recently this morning, learned that the members actually originally formed out of Washington, D.C. in the Tri-Cities, and then they moved to the Pacific Northwest. Yeah, they were around. I got to see them in 1989, and they were around from 87 to the early 90s when they released this second full-length release on New Red Archives. Crime Pays When Pigs Die, kind of an angry revolt against the police and police oppression and police brutality. Yeah, it was a lot of things were just coming to light in the 90s, the Rodney King beating and other such things. Yeah, people were finally starting to see this stuff get caught on camera, and yeah, it invoked a lot of anger amongst not only amongst the hardcore punk community, but yeah, it was big in the rap community. You know, Ice-T had his band Body Count. They had the record called Cop Killer. Yeah, we heard the intro and Paranoid World Vision. So yeah, check that one out. It's a good one. So we're going to get into one more interesting anecdote about Christ on a Crutch. Their member, Nate Mendel, he went on to play in the Foo Fighters. So there you go. Made it big. So yeah, let's get back into the show. We're going to get into a set of Pogo Punk. We're going to hear the Blank 77 from New Jersey going back to 1997. It's a track called Tanked and Pogoed. We're going to hear a track called Out of My Brain. Here we go.
I'm To understand more about fashion, we asked CITR student executive and fashion expert Jonathan Q what fashion means to him.
Like, it's just aesthetically something that's so ostentatious. Typically. I mean, because of course, I mean, it's also, you know, I mean, when you say fashion, I think people are talking explicitly about consumerism as opposed to someone who buys, like, you know, let's say, you know, someone buys a
If you really want to know more about fashion, come on down to CITR in the Student Union Building of UBC and pick up some of our merchandise à la mode. Nous avons t-shirts, sweatshirts, socks, and coffee mugs.
But it's also very aesthetically gripping.
To keep you styling in support of the station you love. Isn't that right, Jonathan?
Well, actually, is it? Because, I mean, you know, I was going to say because of the cultural vacuum that we exist within, but then, you know, really, fashion today is kind of derived from the European idea of couture, and that's been around for centuries.
Discorder Magazine has been supporting local music for over 30 years. Thanks to the long-term support of the Rickshaw Theater, Discorder lives. Favorite bands are playing at the Rickshaw Theater. Check out their calendar just behind the cover of Discorder Magazine or at rickshawtheater.com.
Right, this is Dave from Extreme Noise Terror. You are listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, started things all off with Blank 77, going back to 1997, Tanked and Pogoed on Radical Records. Yeah, great act from New Jersey. We followed another act from New Jersey from the Bristles, from the Pogo Till You Puke 7-inch release on Beer City Records. We heard a track called I Hate Society, and the Bristles put out a 7-inch and have a song by the name of Generation Annihilation. Where a certain radio show got its name from. Never played that song on this show. Don't know why. followed with the Groovy Ghoulies, some pop punk going back to the 90s on Lookout Records, 7-inch release, Island of Pogo Pogo, and followed off with No Class, Pogo Beach, from a brand new recording of them. Yeah, go check them out. They're a lot of fun. Also in the set, we heard from Tom and the Boot Boys, Hated and Proud is the name of the release, and we heard a track called Young Punks Pogo, and Tom and the Boot Boys coming to Vancouver, British Columbia, June 21st, playing the Have a Good Laugh Festival. So, that'll be at the Astoria with Reeks and a bunch of others. It's going to be a good one. So, yeah, let's get back into the show. We're going to hear a local act. We heard these guys last week, and, yeah, I got to see them play a few weeks back. This tape they put out is really good. The name of the band is called Dead Cells. The name of this track is This Time on Generation Annihilation, CITR.
Resident Heroes, we're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver. Is that good?
And we start things all off with, where do we start? Dead Cells from their 2018 demo. Yeah, it's on Neon Taste Records. Check it out. It's a good one. And we followed with No Problem, their latest. It's coming out on a full-length release on Deranged Records called Let God Sort Them Out from Edmonton's No Problem, who've been going for about the last 8 years. Wow, that's really flown by fast. Here the Call was the name of the track, and we heard Locals Night People, another release on Deranged Records. The track we heard was More Than Rust. And we're going to hear a track right now featuring the late Tony Kinman. I'm talking about the Dills going back to 1977. This is a track called I Hate the Rich on Generation Annihilation.
I'm not She said, honey, there's a war.
Of our friends, we here at CITR wouldn't be able to bring you all the great music, art, cinema, and culture that you love. Thanks to the long-standing support from the Rio Theater, we are able to keep you informed on all the great artists, films, and everything else coming to town there. For all the current information about who and what's playing at the Rio Theater, visit their website at www.riotheater.ca.
Hardcore stuff is fast, very aggressive and loud, music, angry music.
I'm your host, Mr. Steeston Mike. Welcome to the Flex Your Head Show on CITR 101.9 FM here in Vancouver. I'm here every Tuesday,
6 to 8 p.m.
Playing some punk and hardcore for you. If you want to hear something, feel free to give me a call at 604-822-2487 or swing by flexyourhead.net and send us an email with a request.
For the restarts, you're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, started that last four-song set of pop punk with the Dills' I Hate the Rich. Yeah, title track of their single of the same name. Rest in Peace, Tony Kinman. And we followed with Fashionism, their latest 7-inch release on the Neon Taste Records, Baby. Come On My Baby was the name of the track, and yeah, Baby Come On was the name of the 7-inch release. It's on Neon Taste Records. Yeah, they're in Europe right now, Vancouver's Fashionism. And we follow with Cyanide Pills from the UK, from the Damaged Goods 7-inch release, Suicide Bomber. And yeah, we followed off with Buzzcocks, and yeah, Oh Shit was the name of the track. And, yeah, you can find that one on the B-side of the What Do I Get 7-inch release. And you can also find it on the singles Going Steady, A&M, full-length records release. It's been released by a few people, few other people, I'm sure. So yeah, let's get back into the show because we got about another 14 minutes. This is the latest from Ruleta Russa. Here we go.
And when the final comes, I'll be the sorry I didn't. Sean from Youth Brigade. You're listening to Generation Annihilation on CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.
All right, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation. Start things all off with Ruleta Russa out of the Bay Area. Their latest, Vivindo Una Maldición, and that's on Story State Records, heard a track called No Hay Paz. And then we heard an axe, the first ever all-American, Afro-American punk act. I'm talking about Pure Hell. Name of the track was called No Rules, and originally that was the only thing that they released. The new rule, No Rules 7-inch, and the B-side is These Boots Are Made for Walking, and it came out on Radiation Records. I recently picked this up at Neptune, along with a bunch of other cool record store day releases for 2018. This one in particular, I'm not sure if it was a record store day release, but yeah. Anyways, the band was from Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, and they formed in 1974 and were done by the time the 80s had rolled around. And we followed up with a track, How Could Hell Be Any Worse? Bad Religion's first full-length release. We heard a track called Fuck Armageddon, This Is Hell. That one is going out to Dogbite Al. And if you haven't checked out this record, please do. You know, Bad Religion became a very popular SoCal punk act and almost mainstream act. Dare I say it, in the 90s, they were on a major label and everything. But this first record, which came out on Epitaph, their own label in the early 80s, is a very raw, raunchy punk rock record, so I would highly recommend checking it out. And, it's 5-1, so, winding up another edition of Generation Annihilation, and, power chord should be in. If not, you might hear something good on CITR, I'm sure. I'm sure you probably will. All the content up here is good. So, hope to see all of you down at the Astoria tonight for anarcho punk greats, Anti-Sect, who have been going, they formed in the early 80s, took a break in the, they're around from the early to mid 80s, and they reformed in 2011, gone through a bunch of lineup changes, but their latest lineup will be here tonight at the Astoria, and you can check out a spotlight I did on Anti-Sect on the on the Generation Annihilation website, www.generationannihilation.com. You can like us on Facebook as well. So see you down at the Astoria tonight. Anti-Sect with Gasp from Portland, Oregon, and Locals Fane. It's going to be a killer show. So like I said, once again, hope to see you down there. You have no reason. Well, you might have a legitimate reason, but if you have nothing going on tonight, you have no reason. Nothing could be better that's going on in this city tonight. All right. So we're going to leave with one more. This is the latest from Vancouver's Christ Air. This one was recorded at the Tudor Studio last fall. and it just recently came out. So yeah, we're going to hear a track called Cause of Death. This has been Generation Annihilation with Aaron for another week. Talk to you next one.
Hardcore Heavy Metal Radio, bringing you the best metal for over 30 years on CITR. Tune in every Saturday from 1 to 3.